Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, first this morning, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, is going to bring forward legislation today to Cabinet that will allow those who have or who are applying for a medical card to take in a rental room tenant without that income earned being counted in the assessment for a medical card. The government is also considering plans to make sure supermarkets, convenience stores and pharmacies will accept cash, while ATM operators may have to make sure that 10 euro or 20 euro notes are available in their machines. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined by Gabia Gadafitzkaitha, who's political reporter with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Gabia.
Good morning, Claire.
I want to start with the rent-a-room scheme, and this is to encourage people who have a spare room to take in a tenant without that fear that they might lose their medical card as a result.
Yes, so we have seen the government, in fairness, in recent months make a number of changes to the rent-a-room scheme to encourage more people to take it up. So just to remind your listeners, if you do rent out a room in your house to a tenant, you get 14,000 euro a year tax-free as a result. So I know that in recent months the government's changed rules so that, you know, for example, your social welfare is not affected if you take in a tenant. And now the cabinet this morning is signing off on these plans from Stephen Donnelly. So that any people who take in a tenant, and if they are either applying for a medical card or if they already have one, they're not going to lose it as a result of that 14,000 euro a year. So it does mean that they can earn up to 1,166 euro a month as a result of that rent without it being taken into account.
So that might be appealing for pensioners, for example, or low-income families who would have ruled it out previously.
Yes, and I think that's the aim of the government. I mean, that's why they opened up the rent-a-room scheme to social housing tenants, for example. For the first 12 months, they're able to rent it out to students. And I think the government is hoping that after those 12 months, they can extend it out to everybody else so that those spare rooms are put to good use, essentially. We know that, you know, older people may be living in bigger houses, their children have moved out, and they have those spare rooms and they may want to rent it out, but they're afraid of losing whatever entitlements they have or social welfare benefits. As well, people who are living in social housing may say, oh, sure, I can't take anybody in because I might lose my entitlements. So the government is just trying to make best use of the existing property stock.
Okay, now let's look at these new rules around ATMs. And this is all about the availability of cash in society. So firstly, the machines will have to dispense 10 and 20 euro notes to make sure people have access to the smaller denominations.
So for the first time, the central bank is going to have powers over these third-party ATM providers. So they will be able to set rules just like that one that you've said there. So I'm sure your listeners have been in the situation where you go into the local supermarket, there's an ATM in there, it's not operated by a bank, but it may be out of service or it may not have enough, you know, tenors or 20 euro notes. It may only dispense 50 euros. So the central bank will now have powers to say, we're going to set standards across all ATMs that are third party, or they may have to carry, you know, certain denominations. It is up to the central bank to make that decision, but they will have the ability to do it for the first time.
And there'll be certain shops which will be mandated to take cash.
Yes, so this is actually not what is going to Cabinet today. It's part of another set of legislation which will come forward later on this year. But yes, we did see the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, speaking previously about, you know, that cash is not going anywhere. And the government very much wants to keep physical cash in the economy. And so those essential retailers like your grocery shop, your convenience store, your pharmacy, they will have to accept cash from their customers. We know that, you know, some coffee shops perhaps say, oh, we don't accept, we don't take cash, it's only card. And my understanding is that they may not be necessarily included in that, that it'll just be those essential retailers that people need to be able to buy food and medicines, for example. You know, they will have a mandate to accept cash. And I think at the moment, most of them do anyway.
Okay, Gabia, thank you very much for bringing us through all of that. Seamus Boland is on the line, CEO of Irish Rural Link. So Seamus, you're welcome these plans to introduce the laws around keeping cash in society, because you say it's essential for people to have access to cash.
Good morning, Claire. Yes, indeed, we do. I mean, we made quite a fuss about it in the year gone by. The reality is the digital transition, which we know is happening and we know will happen. It's a bit like the old phone boxes. Eventually, they won't be needed. But at the moment, they are needed. And bank, in this case, cash is needed. The digital transformation is happening too fast for thousands and thousands of people, especially in rural areas, but also older people. And really, this legislation or proposed legislation is indeed very welcome.
And do you think it goes far enough? So we'll have pharmacies, supermarkets, convenience stores, they will all have to accept cash, but there'll be certain places like coffee shops, as Gabby mentioned, who will be able to operate on a card-only basis.
Again, we will monitor that from our perspective in Irish Rural Link. I mean, our way of looking at that is, OK, if coffee shops all do that in the same town, in the same village, then we would really be worried about that. I think in every town or village, there should be at least one coffee shop that offers the opportunity to do both or to accept both kinds of cash or digital transfers. So we would be slightly worried about a whole totally different way of looking at it. And so we will ask each village and town to be careful about that.
Mm-hmm. And are you happy that there are enough ATMs around the place now? Because the plan is to keep them at 2022 levels.
Yeah, I know the statistics would say that, you know, most people are within 10 kilometres on average. Of course, there's always exceptions, which I suppose is not too bad. We've been really critical over the last year about, you know, especially in the banking system where we have a withdrawal from the market of certain banks and also a withdrawal in terms of branch cuttings, where they promise to keep the ATMs going. In some cases, that is no longer the case. And we are very critical of taking away the ATM as well as cutting the branch. So, you know, again, looking at it, but we have been very clearly saying that if you're going to have the kind of transition you need, Claire, you need to put the training in and the supports in, and I don't think they're there.
Seamus, thank you very much for talking to us. Paul Dolan now, owner of the Barn Gastro Pub in Glanmire in Cork. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Kay.
You're a cashless business.
We are, since COVID.
So how is that going for you?
Very good. I mean, it gave us the ability to keep our costs down by nearly 10%, you know, which we passed on. You know, we're very good value for money and we passed that on to the customers. You know, the cost of taking cash is quite, you know, with security companies taking it back and forth to banks and bank charges, you know, they charge a percentage on paying it in, they charge a percentage on taking it out. And then you've got servers going back and forth to point of sales to get the cash and take it back and get the change, you know, back and forth to the tables. So there's a huge saving to be made.
Yeah, because Paul, I've often asked if I'm in a position where I have cash and I have my card, I might say to someone in a coffee shop, which would you prefer? Which is easier and cheaper for you to take? And they'll sometimes say, well, it doesn't matter because there's a cost involved for the retailer using both.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a different landscape as far as accepting cards these days. I mean, it's less than a percentage, you know, point to accept a card transaction. And it goes into the bank straight away. There's no security costs, no bank charges, no servers running back and forth. It's makes such a big difference. And just in case our servers get 100% of any tip that's left on that card.
Yeah, that's, you know, the other concern people have, isn't it?
No, we don't take any percentage. You know, that percentage charge that we have to pay, we don't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I think in general, businesses just pass on that. You know, that's 100% of the server.
And how?
And you know, that saving has saved us. You know, the 4.5% increase that the VAT, you know, the VAT from September.
Yes.
We were able to, I was very concerned about putting up our prices with the cost of living and everything. We were able to absorb that 4.5% in September, you know, because we don't accept cash and the savings that gives us.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to pass it on.
No, unfortunately, with the 12.5% wage increase from January 1st that the government threw at us, I probably will have to pass some of that on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it grieves me because like I said, we're all about value for money.
So how do your customers feel about this? Because I'm sure there are still some who come in or go to your restaurant and, you know, feel that they should be permitted to pay in cash.
Do you know, it's one in a million. You know, we're just so, thank God we've gone from strength to strength. You know, we had a great Christmas. We had the weekend gone by. It was fabulous. You know, we're in a very good position. I suppose because we kept the value for money aspect, we were able to absorb the VAT. We're still good value for money. They're still coming in the door.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for businesses that couldn't absorb that cost, that they had to put up the money. The footfall went down. And you know they're closing left, right and centre.
So you you've a sign on the door saying
we
don't accept cash. And that seems to get the message out, does it?
Well, we have it on the website. It's on social media. It's on the doors. It's on the menus. It's everywhere, you know. And, you know, in Cork now, we've been going since COVID 2.5 years. So everybody knows, you know, we don't accept cash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did, what, over 600 tables on Sunday. You know, it's not an issue.
So you don't entertain complaints then, do you? Or what do you say to them if someone says, I want to be able to pay in cash, it's legal tender, I should be permitted to do so. What do you say to them?
You know, it comes on social media. That's where we get the attacks, you know. I suppose after this conversation now on the radio, we'll probably have to switch off comments on certain posts because they'll just jump on top. And, you know, it's not from people in Cork. It's just, you know, people who feel cash is king.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not in store. It doesn't really happen.
Right. Well, for you, you're busy. I mean, that's all the evidence that you need, isn't it, Paul?
But people prefer value for money than having the paying cash. You know, that's at the end of the day, you know.
Mm-hmm. But Paul,
we're not the only show in town. So, you know, if we were, we'd probably have to accept cash, but we're not. So, you know.
So if you're saying if you don't like it, you can go down the road to somewhere else?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, everybody's got a card in general. You know, from young to the very old, I mean, our lunchtime, from lunch to afternoon trade is, you know, the older clientele, you know, so everybody's got cards. They can all use QR codes, you know, at the table and everything else. So it's, I hate to see anybody leave. But,
Paul, thanks very much for talking to us. I'm sure you have a busy lunchtime ahead. That's Paul Dolan, who's owner of the Barn Gastro Pub in Glanmire. Now, coming up next, we are going to have the head of the new return scheme, this new bottle and aluminium can return scheme, which will be up and running next week. You're already sending your questions in 51551 if you've anything to ask Ciarán Foley, who will be here after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.